It's 8:56 and 68 degrees at Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time now for a look at the commodities markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking on this Friday?
Well, we're a little mixed here on the board today. We've got the December corn is at 376 and three quarters. That's up 1 cent. The November beans are at 885 and a half. That's up 9.5 cents. And the December wheat is down 3.25 cents at 553 and a quarter. The wheat has been very strong this week. We're up about 18 cents for the week, even with the lower market here this morning. That's kind of been the leader this week. We have soybeans that are up about 19 cents with the board being up here 9 cents here this morning. And the corn is up 7 cents for the week. So we've had a good week on the grains here this week, and we hope that we can continue that here through today, because I think that'd be a positive sign on the chart. So it's been quite a week out here. We had a lot of news. The big news this morning, of course, is the release of the GDP at 4%, although the outside markets are kind of muted, really. Dollar's about unchanged, down just slightly. Gold's down about $3. The crude's down slightly, and the equities are a little bit weaker currently. So we've had a big earnings report week also on the outside markets and the equities. It's added volatility to all the markets, I think. The European agreement on or discussions, I should say, has been positive for the market. I think there's been some positive news out from the NAFTA situation. The August options go off the board today, so that's kind of a important day for soybeans. I don't really see a certain strike or anything that we're looking at pinning, but on the soybeans, we went up and traded against resistance yesterday and then closed about 20 cents off the high, so that was a kind of a negative day, but we ended up getting half that back here anyhow this morning, and probably have the chance to go up there and test those $9 highs on the November beans again today, I think. So all in all, I guess I'd expect this market to close stronger here today, and we'll go into next week and probably start talking a little bit more, start changing our focus maybe a little bit more to some of the current crop situation rather than some of the outside political situation.
Okay. Well, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign, Illinois. And we'll have another market update in 2 hours here on WILL.